You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 85 The Sports Hub.
Savior mission over there into Houston, where he lost a trailer and just it was
abandoned a trailer full of supplies and never gave it back to the guy, or it took months to get it back to the guy who owned the trailer, and then he had to track down Curt Schilling and go, hey, where's the trailer that I lent you? I use it for work.
But it wasn't just that. He drove down there with no plan. He was just driving around. Remember, it got to the point where he wasn't even rescuing people. He's like, okay, we understand there's a dog missing, so we're going to go rescue this dog.
He had a bunch of, like, dog crates.
Yes, that's right.
I kept saying, if you give your money to this guy instead of giving it to, like, the Red Cross or a place that's, you know, boots on the ground.
J.J. Watt.
Yes. Like, I mean, these are people who are down there ready to go. No, I'm going to give it to a guy who has an idea to overload a trailer filled with supplies that he doesn't even know if they need or not.
And by the way,
and when I say overload it to the point where it's there's so much in it that it breaks down.
And then there was another show that was like, we're going to tell Kirk, they're going to tell Kurt and he's going to go nuts. And I'm like, what do you think, that he's the big winner? But he's so popular around here.
That's right.
The man who liked video games, so he started a big video game company that he had no idea what he was doing. So he's one of these guys that's obsessed with Twitter and always on Twitter and always arguing on Twitter, which is really sad. Like, John Dennis does it, and it's just so frightening. Like, that, it really scares me that the end of your, you had a great run. You had probably 30 years of making a lot of money. And now your hobby is to just vitriol and, like, the hate spewing from you on Twitter. Like, that's what life has in store for radio personalities.
And for what? Think about it. You know, someone like Curt Schilling, as you said, had a unbelievably cushy gig. I mean, being a guy who just does Sunday night baseball and you're an analyst for ESPN, you're making really good money. All you had to do was not post memes.
That's it. And that's the thing, is that a lot of this stuff, a bunch of it, isn't even his own opinion. It's just memes that he found. And so I believe what he got in trouble for were memes that he did not create.
I think that's what, because he had been warned before. That was the other thing, too.
Right.
It was one thing to, post it and then, them get mad at him. But they're like, don't do it again. And then he did it. And then, boom, he got some trouble. But there was a incident on Sunday night that made me laugh. So a guy goes by the name of Dan on Twitter. And this had made even the New York Post this morning because the story kind of blew up. But it's pretty funny. So Dan's getting on a plane, apparently, and he tweets this. He put, LOL, Curt Schilling is flying first class on my flight home. Guess he must have paid Rhode Island all that money back.
All right.
So that, minutes later, while still on the plane, Curt Schilling sees this tweet.
I mean, what a loser.
And tweets him back.
Like, you're sitting in your seat, and this is how you're not reading a book.
No.
You're not watching a movie. You're not listening to music. You're reading Twitter and getting agitated by it.
So apparently Kurt is flying with his son, and he tweets him back and says, Curt Schilling tweets this guy back and says, funny your gutless ass didn't mention this when you passed by.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Kurt? That's exactly what I want to do, is cause a disruption on the plane that gets every... You know what you can't do?
Cause a disruption on the plane.
Cause disruptions on planes. They tend not to go for that.
So you put, funny your gutless ass didn't mention this when you passed by. Feel free to do so when we deplane, sweetie.
Oh, yeah, because it's sweetie. Now he's with his son?
Curt Schilling is, apparently.
So not a big conversation going on between the two of them?
I guess not. So this guy Dan tweets him back, seems like a logistical nightmare since you're getting off before me. And then Curt Schilling's son jumps in and says, we'll wait. And so Dan said, I checked the bag so you guys can come say hey at baggage claim with me. And so it continues. He said, hang on, where the hell is this? It goes back and forth. And then finally, oh, geez, hang on, it all disappeared. He goes, just an FYI to all the concerned people, I survived Kurt and his son waiting for me at the gate and yelling about all the jobs he created in Rhode Island. He said he was waiting for me. And Kurt says, I'm going to leave you with this. You don't know who people are, and someday you're going to get hurt being an internet tough guy. I was waiting on my two youngest sons, not you. I didn't raise my voice. I wasn't disrespectful, but I also could have been this guy. And he puts a video of like some It's called Man Confronts Internet Gangsta, and the guy like smashes stuff up. And he says, I can explain the fundamental difference between a loan and a state-backed moral obligation bond. Hashtag keyboard cowboy.
So hashtag you lost a lot of money for the state of Rhode Island. I mean, you did. Are you just learning like these terms now? So he didn't wait. He did wait for him to deplane.
Yeah, he waited for him to deplane, but he was waiting for his sons. And this guy went up to him and talked to him. And he said that he kept lecturing about how he created all of these jobs.
Yes, and, which then were taken away. And then, if I'm not mistaken,
somebody tweeted Kurt Schilling, which I think he retweeted, and said, if you see a guy standing by security with pee stains down both legs, that'll be Dan. And then Dan tweeted back, a little rude to assume I'd pee down both legs and not just one because my blank. Okay, sorry. They said, hey, Dan, was he wearing a fake bloody sock?
Just can you imagine? You're sitting there, you're Kurt Schilling. First of all, it is kind of tasteless that he was in first class. But second of all, that he's going to waste his time standing out there and yelling at people. He's unbelievable. Boy, is he dumb.
Can you imagine that? Just like being so obsessed with what somebody said with you on Twitter that you're standing out there waiting for them at luggage. I mean, can you believe that?
And are we assuming that this is a fight that would immediately go to Kurt Schilling?
No, we are not.
I mean, Schilling's not exactly, you know, in his prime boxing form right now.
No, without a doubt. And the thing about this guy, about Kurt Schilling, is that he's so thin-skinned that not only does he just fly off the rails at anyone who just like taunts him or whatever, but he'll say something or post a video that is so unbelievably wrong. Like, just like some of the memes that's like, it would take literally 20 seconds to Google search to prove it wrong.
Because he's the most dangerous kind of person who is a really dumb guy who thinks he's really smart. I mean, that's what the situation is. Listen, if you want to confront the guy off the plane, confront the guy off the plane. I have no idea what you're doing on Twitter. What are you just checking? Like, are you? He's constantly on Twitter, constantly looking to argue. Mm-hmm. It's frightening.
So, yeah, the guy responded to Dan. He said, I mean, for all the internet tough guy talk, you're the one fantasizing about me sweating the whole ride home and telling me I'm lucky that you aren't a violent psychopath for joking about the time you fleeced Rhode Island 6 years ago.
Well put.
It's truth. It's the absolute truth.
Hasn't Schilling done interviews where he's admitted to all this?
Well, I admit it. It happened. All of this happened.
And then he doesn't understand why people are pissed.
No, he does not.
He doesn't understand why this bothers people. Boy, is he dumb.
He's addicted to memes. He's got a meme addiction.
That's right. He's got Robert Palmer doing a new one for him. He said, might as well face it. I can't get enough of those memes.
Is he the most thin-skinned athlete that you can think of? I mean, David Price was pretty thin skinned for a while, but
Kevin Durant, but no.
Oh, Kevin. Well, but Kevin Durant just like gives insults. He doesn't like.
I'm talking about a guy who I would imagine spends 5 hours a day on Twitter with Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm, I don't follow him or anything, but, yeah, he's one of these guys that's scary. It's like this is your life. Like, this is how you want to live your life.
You wake up and you spend all day looking for a fight.
Yeah, you have like an hour show on the internet.
You go and you look for people who don't feel the same way you do and attack them.
Right.
Because they don't feel the same way you do.
Attacked with memes. You've been memed.
That really trapped yourself in quite a lifestyle.
Yeah. Just constant vitriol, just sitting in your room, just typing away. Because you know what that does is change people's opinions. We have a big contest coming up. We'll tell you all about it.
Talking about the Pat Sox Elves Bruin Revolution 98.5 The Sports Hub. Miss something?
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Brian Scalabrine coming into studio in about 20 minutes. and we are looking for the ultimate townie. That's right. $1,500 in prizes up. Number one will get $1,000. Number two will get $500. The contest is underway now. Video you send in is 2 minute max. Submissions are via Twitter only. So get those videos up there. You must be over 21 and from Massachusetts. You can get all the deets, as the kids say, at 985thesportshub.com. And you're saying, Rich, it's overcomplicated. People are thinking that it's more complicated than it is.
Yeah, because I had a bunch of people reach out to me yesterday saying, I want to enter this, or I know somebody who I need to enter this. You know, how do I do it? I heard you guys say there's a couple things and hashtags. Just tweet us the video. Just add Toucher and Rich. And to make it easier, you can put hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. But just tweet us the video. It could be 1 to 2 minutes, and it really doesn't have to be anything complicated. As I said, one of our guys who was in Townie Jeopardy just took a 45-second video of the inside of his car, which was just loaded with scratch tickets and empty cigarette packs.
That was the winner, right? He won.
That was Fat Tony. Yeah, Fat Tony won. That's right.
Yeah. Much to the chagrin of the audience, who Pasta Joe is what they were looking for.
He was great. So some of the ones we've had in are just like, this is one I got last night, and this was a dude sitting with, of course, a sleeveless Red Sox t-shirt, and he's on his couch. He's ripping butts, and at one point, somebody comes in and just hands him like a bunch of leftovers and styrofoam. And this is him watching the Red Sox game.
You've got to be kidding me! Nice play, Mookie! That's my guy! Mookie, I'm telling you, that's my guy! Auntie, how are you? DCU. Oh, are you kidding me right now? Shorty. Oh, you kidding me? Leftovers. I'm all set. I got my magazine. I got my freaking socks. I'm gonna light up a cigarette before I start my game. Whatever's going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, David.
By the way, that's Schilling coming off the plane. So that sounds like a suitable guy. He's screaming and yelling for no reason. He's asking for his aunt to hand him things.
That's right.
That seems like a perfectly reasonable guy.
I think this was somebody that someone knew, and they said, all right, just have somebody film you watching the game. And he's like, all right. So we filmed it, and he looks the part. He sounds the part.
He sounds like Jamelli's dad, quite frankly.
Like, he doesn't leave the couch. Like, looking at the video, he looks like a gentleman that doesn't leave the couch that often.
So he's the Pasta Joe of townies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Pasta Joe's somewhat of a townie, but not like this guy. Like, this guy is all in. The only thing he's missing is the tattoos. But that, you know, you don't have to have the tattoos.
Oh, no.
To make it work.
But now, I mean, not when you're living in those conditions. So the things that can help you are obviously living with relatives.
You're going through what Bird is in your head.
Well, Bird's, you know, a two-time champion. Mm-hmm. He's ineligible for this contest. Again, like Rich has said before, tattoos, hopefully involving a clover or many of the teams that are involved here in the Boston sports scene.
If you have a video of the inside of your car, which was phenomenal, that does say a lot about you. Or just your couch.
Your car, your couch, your room, preferably at your mom's house. There's a lot of things. A tattoo, I mean, we had a guy in who had a tattoo, like Thug Life, on Tupac that just said Everett.
Like, you got that. Yeah. He was being stretched.
That guy was a beauty.
Boston wasn't specific enough.
Just, you gotta have the Everett tattoo.
Yeah, everybody, Milton, go screw. I'm Everett.
Well, here's one from a woman by the name of Mallory. And I've actually seen this because this is a video. She sent it to us, but it also kind of went viral, too. But this is from her. And she's wearing the Celtics jersey with the number 5 on it. Once again, women are invited as well. And here she is doing a roast beef review. Here is Mallory.
Norman Lynn, king of the f***ing roast beefs. We're in Minos, Lynn, Massachusetts. This is the best roast beef in the world. Nick's roast beef in Beverly. This f***ing garbage. You gotta get a f***ing beef. Freeway. You can't do just sauce, you can't do just mayo, and you can't do the other one. What, the cheese? Comes in this wrapping paper thing. I don't know what this is. It might be cocaine. I don't know. Comes on spray like this. Nice fries. This looks like my hard night, but it's all right. Did I spill some of my Air Forces? They're brand new. So you only place you can get roast beef on the North Shore?
Oh, we do.
In the Minos in Wyoming Square. This is so good. Oh, hey, yo.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That is...
Well, I mean, she's the new spokesperson for Nino's. Yeah, she would fit in
she's
fine.
She's got, like, the braids and the tattoos and everything.
Yeah, sweet.
She's, the best is at one point she goes, and you got these fries. And she just takes her hand and just rubs it through a plate of fries on just, like, a styrofoam plate. Yeah. They got these fries.
Her passion for all things roast beef.
There was a line I had to take out of it because it was really dirty. So,
okay.
So she's got a nice mouth on her too, which I like.
Okay.
I like. She seems to fit the part so far.
Absolutely. Women are encouraged to get involved with this. Just in a video, 2 minutes.
Two minutes or less.
Or less. And you can use Twitter there, and you got to be over 21 and from Massachusetts. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
It is not complicated.
And you can win $1,000 to first place.
I mean, that scratch ticket. I mean, you can be like rolling in scratch tickets.
How many cartons of cigarettes is that? Two? Three?
Cigarettes apparently now are $5 million.
Right?
Oh, I know.
You've got to take out another mortgage on your home.
Yeah. The cigarettes here are not cheap. By the way, in Atlanta, you can still smoke in some bars. So that was interesting. But yeah, they've syntaxed those things to oblivion. But, I mean, think of you could be literally rolling around in scratch tickets.
Without a doubt. So tweet us at Toucher and Rich, hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. We're going to start bringing people up to studio this week, all right? So we're going to start picking very soon. The earlier you get in, the better chance you have of winning the prize. So we want to go ahead and knock these out and pick our favorites. At Toucher and Rich, it's easy. Just make, with your cell phone. If you know somebody that you think should be in this, tell them. You can videotape them and have them tweet it in at Toucher and Rich, hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest.
And our friend Dan Shaughnessy is going to be in for Rich on Friday if it happens that someone comes in.
Oh.
I mean, you could pick your way through that fro.
You have to do that while Dan Shaughnessy is in here.
How is that? How have you not scheduled that already?
No, you have to do some sort of bit where you have strange people in studio while Shaughnessy is here. It has to happen.
Oh, man.
Guess what's in Shaughnessy's fro?
What, just they just gotta like close their eyes and reach in and pull things out of his fro? How about just what can stay in his fro? Like we say, okay.
Oh, I like that. That's a great contest.
Like a pencil, yes or no?
And oh,
like,
a piece.
You know, I mean, oh, hell yeah.
No, you start low, and then you work your way up.
No,
you go,
how many pencils?
Highlighter. And then
a stapler.
A three-hole punch.
A computer.
A computer.
How many pens can stay in Dan Shaughnessy's fro?
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just get like...
What's the over-under?
I mean, you're right. Just get like a box of like 100 pencils. Yeah. Like, how many can we get in Dan Shaughnessy's
fro? Feel like reverse
fro?
Jenga. Instead of taking it out, you're putting it on, you know?
I mean, if he plays honest and he does, and he
doesn't move the head, yeah.
Or no, if he doesn't, you know, wet it all down.
That's a good point. That's right.
What? Well, I told Fred that he should attempt to do a live version of one of our favorite bits of all time, and that would, of course, be the bit that we've only done once.
Hey, this is Dan Shaughnessy's hair.
Dan Shaughnessy's hair.
Hi, my name is Dan Shaughnessy,
and I have one question. Do you know the fro?
You know the fro?
Do you know the fro?
I mean, imagine doing a live in studio version of that.
I'm really looking forward to Friday now. I had no idea this was coming. This is fantastic.
See, what I think that you could do is maybe the original idea where you just play highlights from famous sporting events and have his rub his throat on the microphone.
Just the sound.
And then people have to identify the event based
wobble,
on...
Wobble. We have wobble wobble. That's right.
All right. Well, suffice it to say, it will be a very fro heavy day on Friday. But remember to get your Ultimate Townie Contest video in 2 minutes. Get it under 2 minutes. Twitter is the way you do it. Must be 21.
Bro.
Must be over 21. And from Massachusetts, you can get all the details at 985thesportshub.com.
Oh, happy Fro Day.
Our friend Brian Scalabrini is involved in the new sports venture. He'll talk to us about that. But first, here are the headlines.
Miss something?
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Five Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich waiting on Brian Scalabrini. He should be here momentarily.
I'm excited because we might have a clash of the two elements of one of my favorite stories that we've heard over the last couple of weeks. So when you were gone, Fred, you know, the people from the once a year Dr. Leonard visit came in, where it was Wes Welker and Sebastian Vollmer, Rob Ninkovich, and Brian Scalabrini. And I asked each one of them who was the most disgusting teammate you ever had. And of course, Rob Ninkovich had the story about how Brian Stork, his ass would get so greasy that Tom Brady like made him do something about it. So Stork would basically roll up a towel and put it in his jam it in his pants. And he went into graphic detail of the things that could happen when you have to remove said towel. But Brian had probably my favorite story. And what makes me excited is that we might have possibly the person who the story is about in studio tomorrow. And that is, we said, Scout, who's the grossest teammate you ever played with? And without even thinking, he goes, oh, Big Baby Glenn Davis.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, why is that? And he goes, yeah, I know we've talked about the story where he went and he like crushed an entire pizza after a game at the buffet.
Right.
Well, Scout said, no, you don't understand. One day after a game, we had the whole table set up with all the food, and Baby walks over to the table, buck ass naked, and just starts eating food. Like sitting there eating, just crushing pizzas, standing there naked with all of his parts hanging out right near all the food. And he said, Kevin Garnett just started yelling at him at that point. Just walking around the locker room, eating food in front of everyone, just completely naked.
Might as well have been at the Y.
Yes.
The way that those old guys walk around like it's nobody's business.
Or like that dude at Planet Fitness in New Hampshire. Well, you were out of town for that too.
There
was the guy who got arrested because he was walking around naked, and he said, I thought this was a judgment-free zone, man.
He was walking around naked in the gym?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went there, and he started doing naked yoga, and they arrested him, and he said, I thought it was a judgment-free zone, as he was getting arrested.
Right. Well, he makes a good point. I mean, who's the judge?
He does.
I mean,
I would say the judge.
Our bodies are beautiful. I don't understand why that would be an issue.
I think he would be the one.
So there's a chance that Big Baby Davis is in tomorrow.
That's what I've heard. I've heard there's a chance he's in tomorrow, and I could talk to him for an hour, at least.
Oh, sure. Especially since he's lost his mind.
The Popeye's chicken in the private plane.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch that Celtics when they went behind, like it was, you know, talking about the 2008 championship team that they did on NBC Sports Boston? I mean, baby, he didn't look. He looked like he might have been under the influence of something. Let's put it that way.
I don't think there's a question about it. I think that he absolutely looked that way.
Is Big Baby playing in this Big Three tournament?
Yes, he is. He's on a team.
He is on a team.
Yes. Yeah. He's on a team.
They're called the We're Never Going to Win. They're called
Baby's got some problems, but apparently, you know, they let him in Canada. The Big Three went to Toronto and they let him in Canada. So the problems may be behind him.
Is he Nick, is he here? You just shook your head. Oh, you just ran to the restroom.
Okay, very good.
All right. Well, I'm taking a look at the teams here. And I know that who was the guy who punted the basketball into the crowd during week one? Somebody just got like pissed off and just like kicked the basketball into the crowd.
And then they frantically had to go in the crowd to get it because it was too expensive to write off.
Who's on Scal's team? Because I have to be honest, all the marketing that I see, it's like Ice Cube and Scal.
I believe it was Meta World Peace who kicked the ball into the crowd and got ejected.
Oh, there we go.
I think that Scal, actually, his team is doing very well.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think he's like
but
one
the
of
question
these stars.
Is Scal doing well? There was a time last year where he wasn't doing well. And admitted it.
Okay, he's on an okay team.
Yeah.
It's the Ball Hogs with Josh Childress.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Deshaun Stevenson, Andre Owens, Jermaine Taylor, Rick Barry is their coach.
Okay.
All right. So, but Scal, like, he's front and center. Like, he's the guy. This is not alphabetical order, and they put his name at the top.
Scal's all over the place. He was doing, we were talking about the NBA 2K League. Scal participated in that last week.
Oh,
he's doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's Brian.
Brian Scalabrine, ladies and gentlemen.
Good to see you.
Hey,
hey.
What's up, man? Long time no see.
All right, there we go. Brian Scalabrine. Going over to be nice and talk to Wallet.
Every once in a while.
Hey. So you are playing well in this league, aren't you? I've been sent.
You're not playing well.
Not playing well.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
I was sent information that you were playing well.
Well, like, I do what I do, which is, like, move the ball, cut hard, set screens.
So it's everyone else's fault.
No. Like, can you let me finish? Jeez. But, like, 3-on-3 for me is not the ideal scenario.
Okay.
Right? More variables, you know, better, you know, cutting, weak side. But 3-on-3 is very much, you know, like the way you grow up playing basketball, 1-on-1, you have the ball, you got to stop a guy or you got to score on a guy. So, you know, I've kind of adapted. I'm trying to figure out a way to be like to impact winning. I can be out there playing. And while I'm out there, even if my team is bad, I've been plus. But how can I impact winning, you know, down the stretch?
You miss a nice 12-man roster.
No. I miss the extra four guys on the field. Just think about it. Like, you know, the more variables out there, the better it's going to be for me.
Sure.
You know, if I don't make mistakes, I can force a guy to help as opposed to, like, being mano-a-mano is not the easiest way for me to play.
Now, if you had to play against Mike Bibby, because I see these, like, that picture that came out of him.
Oh, that's incredible, right?
Dude, he is jacked. Yeah. Like, absolutely. So I take it they don't test for PEDs in the Big Three.
No, we don't test for anything.
I mean, that dude went from being like, to being like a He-Man. Yeah. He is absolutely. Did anybody say anything to him?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. He was big last year, but he got really big this summer.
Okay.
But so he has like kids that play and he plays hoops all the time and he just lifts and hoops.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it looked like he was. In one of those commercials where, look at this guy.
The Geico commercial where the guy just inflates. He was stung by the steroid bee.
Yeah.
Okay. That was funny. All right. So for people who don't know, we're talking about the league. You got to set it up a little bit. What is this league and how can I watch it?
So it's Big Three. And so this week we're in Boston on Friday. So our game this week will be at 7 o'clock. It kicks off. The first game is on Facebook. And then the last three games are on FS1. So we have it's live TV and you can go there. If you want tickets, go to big3.com. I mean, it's an awesome environment. Just overall, you know, there's like loud music, DJs. There's like a lot of stuff going on. I don't know, like, is there a big-time Boston rapper that will probably come out and do some? I don't know if there is or isn't.
Esoteric
is a guy.
He might be there if he's not on tour somewhere else. But it's Ice Cube has done a great job of putting on a great show. They treat us unbelievable.
You're like what? Like how do they treat you?
First class treat, you know, like – all the transportation, first class, you know, hotel, everything is paid for. It's like, it's top notch. Like we don't worry about stuff like that. If I want tickets, he'll get me tickets. So it's I have no complaints about that. The only thing I complain about is how bad I am. That's it.
Well, okay. So it's funny because tomorrow we might be having in studio Big Baby Glenn Davis.
Oh, the best, man. Him and Nate Robinson are really good.
So Big Baby's actually good?
Good. Not. He's probably better now than he was.
Is it because
after the Celtics? After the Celtics.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Maybe after Orlando. Like when he was with, like, Big Baby impacts the game out there. He's in great shape.
Is it because he seems to have lost his mind?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. He's not afraid to throw the body around. He's in psychological game.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's out there. And like everyone's always been on Baby about his size and everything like that. Guy's built like a brick wall. He just happens to, you know, like have some cushion around him.
Sure.
Did you see the video of him on the private plane?
Yeah.
And he couldn't even sit up straight on the plane
because
he was so small.
No. Don't you have any friends that are criminals? Like, you
know, I'm sorry.
How wide is that question?
My mistake, sorry.
You should know. You never ask any. But you ask them how their family's doing. Ask them,
sure.
How's the criminal trial going?
No.
What are you, an idiot?
My mistake, sorry.
After all this time, you guys have not taught him?
I don't have any friends that are criminals. What can I tell you?
You don't have one friend that's under investigation for anything?
I have one friend.
Right, would you go up to him and be like, hey, man.
What's up?
You're
still out. Congratulations.
Are you going to get locked up or what? Don't say those things. Absolutely no street cred for Wallet.
Is he still crushing post-game pizzas in the nude?
I'm not in their locker room afterwards, so I'm not sure. Okay. But that was a good question, by the way.
Dude, it's one of my favorite stories because I mean we've all heard about Big Baby Glenn Davis about how much he used to eat after the games.
Sure. And
he would take an entire pizza back
and
to
sit down.
He would like sit down, but I didn't know that element of it, which Fred was not here for.
Yeah, I was not there.
The other story was better. The center for the Patriots.
Oh, Brian Stork with the ass sweat.
And the beach towel. Oh, that was great.
To his rear end.
So both of those, actually, that is one of the better questions I've ever heard because it's both answers were phenomenal.
It's what I do. I create radio magic.
That was a home run. No question.
So, all right. So,
what about you guys? You guys going to come out? Are you interested at all?
Listen, it sounds interesting, but I mean, I can't make it. I'm not going to be there.
Oh.
So when is it? Is it all 3 days?
No, it's just Friday.
Oh, just Friday. Okay, then what's the thing you're doing on FS1? It's like you can watch it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, so Facebook Live is the first game.
All right.
Then we get off Facebook Live because like Fox didn't have a 4-hour block per se, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then that game is over, and then the FS1 broadcast comes. I mean, it's live TV. We've been on Big Fox where they play football games, you know, so it's a big deal. They do a great job with the production.
Okay.
The games are fun. People like watching it.
Who kicked the ball into the crowd? Or who went?
Ron Artest or Metta World Peace. Or, well, did he have a name in between the two, or that was it?
No, he went
from that one to that one. So okay. he's a maniac, right? Like, I mean, he's...
Great dude, man. I'm telling you. These guys are great dudes, like, outside of that. Or even on the court. You know, Ron is good. I mean, he plays hard. He just lost it that day.
You see, I think that they should encourage stuff like that. I
don't think they fully encourage it, but I don't think they, like, are shame, like, you know, look down upon it.
Yeah, well, you got to embrace the wrestling aspect almost of this, you know?
To a certain extent.
Sure.
But my theory is, can you afford to lose the ball that's been kicked into the stand? Or do you have to send someone after
it? We get 12,000, and we're on live TV, and we have an Adidas contract, so...
You get 12,000 a player?
12,000
people.
Oh, people. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is it's not like some fly by night. It's like, it's packed.
Well, you're on Fox Sports 1, which is a major network.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Right. And Big Fox, like, on some nights. So it's a big deal. Yeah.
Whoa, you got the Birdman. Chris Anderson's involved.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him about how awful his tattoos are?
No, like once again, like we would never ask that question.
Weren't you listening before? I didn't ask a follow up here.
His aren't the worst though. J.R. Smith's are the worst. That's the worst.
True. The Decepticon is
the Decepticon because he said he liked Transformers 2.
Right.
No, Transformers 2.
When you use like a lot of bright colors on a white guy, it always it's all over your neck and stuff. That's always
he's tattooed all over.
Yeah, but isn't it eventually it just works for you then at that point?
There's something about like super colorful tattoos, like all over the neck of a white guy, where you're like,
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
No.
If like any of the guys you played with ever try to convince you to get any?
No. You guys are so wise.
I like how that scouts like.
I'm not saying I'm hip or anything like that.
Good.
But like,
just so we have that clear.
Of all the things,
all of a sudden scouts KRS-One.
Scouts, Mr. Crow, you know?
Scouts calling us white.
I know.
No, I'm just saying, of all the things.
Palest guy in the room.
We're going to be sitting in a locker room like, hey, try to convince me to get a tattoo or anything like that. Like,
I can actually see that happening.
Seriously?
Yeah. Someone's saying, this would be cool. Have you ever thought about getting this as a tattoo? I could see that.
Oh, no. Most people are really self-centered into doing what they need to do.
Right.
Yeah. We're not just going to be sitting around doing that kind of stuff. If you're getting there, you're doing your job.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, who's the best player?
Nate Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can make an argument that this is actually incredible is... Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf.
He's 49, right?
And he dominates.
Do you remember him in college?
Yes. Chris
amazing?
Jackson was amazing
in
college.
He was one of the best players I've ever seen.
Yes.
How is he's dominating at 40. I mean, 49. He's dominating. It's crazy how he does that. He can still get his shot off. Gary Payton does a good job of hiding him on the defensive end, doesn't wear him out. But like every time it's a game winner, they're undefeated, and they lost their best player. Because he continues to make play. He is unbelievable.
Nate Robinson might be one of the best natural athletes I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, if he was 6'8", we're talking about LeBron, right?
Well, he was Mr. Football and Basketball in Washington.
Yeah. He's incredible as well. And he's like, he could probably play in the NBA, you know? And I think Amari Stoudemire also, you could probably say both of those guys can play in the NBA. It's just really hard to evaluate them when they play in the half court.
Yeah.
And then saying, oh, I know for sure you'll be able to do it full court. But in the half court, if you just looked at that, both those guys, NBA players for sure.
Okay, so we know in Chicago and we know here that you're the fan favorite. Does that carry around everywhere else?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it does.
You're the guy.
Like, I mean, I'm not the guy.
Well, but I'm not kidding you. In all the marketing that I see for the big three, I mean, you're somewhere prominent in almost every photo.
Sure. Token white guy.
No, but it's true. It's like you're one of the fan favorites, right? I mean, you know, you don't have to be humble.
Sure. Everywhere I go, it's a little bit louder of a cheer. But Nate Robinson as well. Like they love Nate as well. But right. Yeah, it's like that. And I understand it in these markets. I don't understand it when we're in Detroit.
Real quick, give me one good question to ask Big Baby Glenn Davis tomorrow. That's going to blow.
He's coming
mind.
In.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask him about the?
Of course.
Are you going to throw me under the bus?
I'll say a source told me.
Do you think he's going to care about?
No. Here's what, like that. I think you should ask him about it.
Okay.
And
him eating naked at the buffet. Yes.
Yeah, but and Scalabrine remembers you being concussed because he did get took a hard hit to the head.
Okay.
At that point in time, was it because of the concussion or
just
did
maybe.
You forget your towel?
Yeah. Did you do that because you were concussed?
Right. Yes. Okay. Okay. Because it gives him an out. Like, I remember getting a hit. Or maybe you don't remember getting a hit.
So was there, I wasn't here again. Was there fluid dripping from him onto the food?
I mean, so, you know, like you got the table and then he's reaching over. But like, I mean, we're talking like.
He's like his 300 pounds.
Right there, right?
Yeah,
right
300 there. 300 pounds, right.
Right.
Yeah.
After a game?
Yeah.
Not no good. Towel.
Not good.
It's disgusting. No one ate that day.
Well, of course no one eats that day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
What did KG say?
Oh, but KG, that was during the play.
He didn't say the F word.
No, funk. Funk.
Yeah,
funk.
He didn't say the F word.
Okay.
No, yeah. Funk. That's what he called it.
Oh, okay.
Funk. Why, you guys, all the people were scrambling. Yes, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
I said funk. That's what they call Big Baby, funk.
Okay. Why?
Garnett's name for him. Garnett had his own little
because
personal.
Because he smelled. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. My mistake. Sorry.
Funk, what he you doing? The- and he was like, I don't know. I'm just getting something to eat. All right.
And everyone was cool with it because it was a Big Baby.
Yeah.
I mean, we just lost to Orlando.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was what it was.
All right, I know you got to get out
of
here.
No, it's cool. What else? I mean, everybody else can wait. You guys are my guys. Unless you got to go, then you
got
to go.
We got commercials. We got to get it in for 8 o'clock, unfortunately.
Go ahead, Wallach. Do the read.
No, not my turn yet. Oh. Not my turn yet. You can't blame this one on me, Scal.
All right, well, Scal, all right, so it is Friday night.
Yeah, get your tickets, big3.com, Friday. My game starts at 7, okay. So make sure you get there early. Then everyone else, they kick off at probably around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then it just goes. It'll be an awesome environment. Bring your kids. Should be awesome.
Excellent. Right.
There's some big names in there. We always appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much for the time.
A little bit further than what it used to be.
Yeah.
The new spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hour 15 now.
That must have sucked. Oh.
You know what? I'm going to have to, if I come in from now on, it's going to be at 6 o'clock. Because there's got to be less traffic at that time.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only time. There's no traffic.
It sucks coming here.
Yeah.
This is a terrible location.
It's tough. Nice studio.
It's a nice studio.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd rather not have to drive. Work in a closet. All right. Brian, thank you so much for the time. Everyone go get their tickets. We'll be right back.
98.5, The Sports Hub. 98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports wherever you go. 98.5thesportshub.com.